In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Christ is risen. Christos was Christ. Christos anesti.
As Father Alexander said yesterday, everything that we do in the Orthodox Church, indeed everything that Christianity is all about, the whole reason for being, being Christianity, has to do with that empty tomb on the third day after the crucifixion. Without the resurrection, there is no Christianity. The faith would have died, and it would have ended right there in Israel, in Palestine, as it was. Every now and then, you see things on television seeking to explain Christianity and giving you the historical thing. I saw one just recently on television, and it seems like there's two or three, quote, theologians that they always pull out to interview on ABC and CNN and whatnot. There's a particular one that particularly drives me nuts, who they pull out, who is I think he's a former Roman Catholic priest, and he still teaches in places like Notre Dame and whatnot. And he claims to be teaching Catholic doctrine, but he doesn't believe in the physical resurrection of Christ. Says that's just something that the church dreamed up with afterward. And they always pull him out to justify how crazy the rest of us are for believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But St. Paul tells us today, in his first epistle to the Corinthians, he says, if Christ is not risen from the dead, then our preaching is vain. Your faith is in vain, and we are witnesses to the resurrection of Christ. But if Christ is not raised from the dead, then you are still in sin. And if Christ is not raised from the dead, then we of all men are most miserable. If Christ is not raised from the dead, then what we're doing here is a waste of time. It's a fraud. And we would look very ridiculous in the eyes of the world. But Christ did rise from the dead. He did rise from that tomb. That tomb was empty. And the whole world was changed because of that. St. Justin Popovich, who was a student of St. John of San Francisco when he was teaching in Serbia back in the late 20s and early 30s. St. Justin died in 1979, and he was one of the greatest Orthodox theologians, real theologians, of this last century. He had this to say: man sentenced God to death by his resurrection. Man sentenced God to death by the crucifixion. By his resurrection, Christ sentenced man to immortality. In return for a beating, he gives an embrace. For abuse, a blessing. For death, immortality. Man never showed so much hate for God as when he crucified him. And God never showed more love for man than when he rose from the dead. Man even wanted to reduce God to a mortal. But God, by his resurrection, has made man immortal. The crucified God is risen and has killed death. Death is no more. Immortality has surrounded man and all the world. St. Justin goes on to say, by the resurrection of the God-man, human nature has been irreversibly changed onto a path of immortality, and has become dreadful to death itself. For before the resurrection of Christ, death was dreadful to man. But after the resurrection of Christ, he says, man has become more dreadful to death. When man lives by faith in the risen God-man, he lives above death and out of its reach. It is a footstool for his feet. O death, where is thy sting? St. Paul says, O Hades, where is thy victory? When a man belonging to Christ dies, St. Justin says, he simply sets aside his body like clothing in which he will again be invested on the day of judgment. In the midst of all the paschal joy yesterday, it was brought to me almost like a slap in the face that sin and evil is still present in this world, and all the effects of sin and evil. Even though Christ is risen from the dead and has destroyed death, and as Father mentioned yesterday, he has defeated the devil, the effects of evil is still with us. While we were out having our feast yesterday, a young man who was absolutely broken came up, and I ended up spending a good half hour with him. The man was, his father was in prison for life. His mother had left him when he was 12 years old. She was a drug addict. And because he had no family, no nothing, he was forced into life as a gang member. And this man had tears like I have never seen tears before. He was broken. He buried his brother 2 weeks ago in Houston. He came out here because he heard through the grapevine that his mother might be here. He hasn't seen her in 12 years. He heard she might be here. He had been walking the streets of Birmingham for 4 days, and he looked like it. I mean, he had the dirt to show it. He had the blisters on his feet, and he was beet red from being in the sun all this time. This young man was broken, and he knew it. He knew it, and he said through the tears that he didn't feel human. He did not feel human. And in the midst of all the paschal joy that was going on yesterday, I saw what is expected of each of us as Christians, as followers who have taken on the name of Christ, who have become Christ himself, because we have, the word Christ means anointed. We have been anointed at our baptisms, and we are called to represent Christ. It made me think of something that I heard about that occurred during World War II. I believe it was in France. A Roman Catholic cathedral was bombed, and it knocked off the hand of a statue of Christ. And a soldier saw that, and he wrote down on a cardboard piece of paper and put it in front of the statue that was left, "Now I have no hands left but your hands." We are called to be Christ in this world. We who have accepted Christ's resurrection and have accepted to be called by his name are called to be Christ's presence to us, to the world, and to all those around us. St. Justin says, once again, he said, Christ's four gospels are summed up in four words. Now he's speaking in Serbian. The four words are Christos Voskres, Uistinu Voskres. In each of those words, there is a gospel, he said. In the four gospels is all the meaning of the world, visible and invisible. And when we all acknowledge the thoughts of each of us, when we acknowledge Christ, the thoughts of each of us are consecrated in the paschal cry of Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, everything that we do should be an outflowing of that empty tomb. Christ didn't stay in that tomb. He came out of that tomb. He showed himself to the apostles over 40 days to prove that he was indeed risen. And he did not only destroy death simply to destroy death. He destroyed death in order to transfigure us. It is up to us to take this image of Christ that we have put on ourselves and take it out to the world and to those, not just to the homeless people that God sent to us, but to our next door neighbor, to the person we work next to at the job, to the person that we go to school with. Because, my brothers and sisters, Christ is risen.
He is risen.